It's from Jeremiah, Jeremiah 7:23, and I printed it out from the Message Bible. But I did say this commandment, this, obey me, do what I say, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Live the way I tell you, do what I command, so that your lives will go well.
Amen.
And Life Application Note said, God had set up a system of sacrifices to encourage the people to joyfully, listen to that word, joyfully obey him. He required the people to make these sacrifices, not because the sacrifices themselves pleased him. Did he say that the sacrifices pleased him? Uh-uh. Not the offering of the bull and the goats and the blood and whatever. That didn't please God. That wasn't it. But what he wanted, they were to cause the people to recognize their sin and refocus on living for God. It wasn't the sacrifice, but it was having to do something so they'd say, I have sinned, now I need to refocus on God. They faithfully made the sacrifices, but forgot the reason they were offering them, and thus they disobeyed God. Jeremiah reminded the people that acting out religious rituals was meaningless unless they were prepared to obey God in all areas of life. And the interesting thing to me as I was thinking and meditating on this verse was, you know, that's really hard to do. Do all that he commands, the Ten Commandments, these heavy things that I saw. Maybe I saw them heavy because they're so hard to keep, right? Anyway, they're hard. They're hard to do. But when you are totally focused on God and you are in love with him, you end up obeying the commandments without even thinking about it. So focusing on him, not on the sacrifice, but focusing on him and thinking about him and wanting and desiring to have relationship and be entwined in a love relationship with him, it's easy to joyfully obey the commandments when that happens. Let's stand and let's say this verse together and think of it in a positive way. But I did say this, commanded this, obey me, do what I say, and I will be your God. You will be my people. Live the way I tell you, do what I command, so that your lives will go well. Amen.